Federal officials are still looking into the causes of vaping-related deaths. But in New Hampshire, schools are seeing a surge in teenage vaping. The CDC reports a quarter of high schoolers here are vaping at least occasionally. That's nearly twice the national average. And as NHPR's Sarah Gibson reports, schools and public health advocates are struggling to find a way to get teenagers to stop.
Lori Warnock isn't a smoker, but she spends a lot of time at vape shops.
So there's the Juul products there.
Warnock comes here to stay up to date in her job with the Northern New England Poison Center, training schools on the risks of e-cigarettes. She points to a small box with a photo of a sleek Juul vape.
And it's packaged just like an iPhone, again, like a tech product. This is the charger port that goes right into your USB port. And you could see where you could, you know, fit it in your sleeve or whatever. And that's the whole magic right there.
Users put e-juices into the device, which, when charged, turns that into a vapor to inhale. Warnock points to a wall of e-juices.
Swedish fish, dragon fruit, pink lemonade.
Many taste and smell like candy.
This is gummy bear.
Oh yeah, it's very sweet.
It smells just like gummy bears.
The e-juice has a small label saying it contains nicotine. The concentration levels are high. That's particularly risky for teenagers because the dopamine reward for their developing brains can be more intense.
The nicotine as an addictive chemical changes their brains in permanent ways that puts them at greater risk for other addictive behaviors as they get older.
A lot of this vaping is happening in schools. Students share vapes throughout the day, passing them in hallways or under bathroom stalls. It's tricky to catch someone in a bathroom unless you walk in and smell it.
A lot of the time you go in the stall and you're like, mint, like you know.
Marissa McKay is a senior at Londonderry High School. She suspects many of her friends are addicted.
Some people are going through like a full pod a day and they're like, no, I can stop anytime I want. I'm like, no, you can't.
A full pod a day. To show me how much that is, her classmate Tim Gore pulls out an infographic he made for the school newspaper.
Got the infographic. So this says a single Juul pod contains as much nicotine as a pack of regular cigarettes.
Students on the newspaper staff are hoping that information like this will make their peers think twice about vaping. And there's also public health ads. They say flood their social media. Juliana Hamill pulls out her phone and starts playing a video that shows graphic images of lung damage.
There's like one I see all the time.
Epidemic spreading. It's not a parasite, not a virus. It's vaping.
The students here say this kind of scare tactic might work, but you got to get kids when they're young, before middle school.
It's frustrating. It seems like an uphill battle sometimes.
Mary DeWinkler teaches English and journalism here. She says they're still working out how to discipline teens caught vaping. Last year, a student who got suspended for vaping was barred from extracurriculars for 180 days. Bad for sports teams and for morale.
You know, it just kind of destroyed a kid. They did one stupid thing, and now they're out of the sport that may have been keeping them kind of on track. Okay, you're suspended. What are you going to do at home? You're going to sit around and vape. You know what I mean? So, like,
with this in mind, Londonderry is now suspending students from their extracurriculars for just 20 days. Around the state, schools' discipline strategies vary widely. Some are installing vape sensors in the bathroom, others issuing court citations or referring teens to drug and alcohol counselors. And it's getting more complicated because schools this year are seeing more vapes with the marijuana ingredient THC. In a parking lot next to Londonderry High School, I find a cluster of cars full of teens vaping after school.
How does it make you feel?
Vaping? Yeah. They tell me it makes their head rush, their limbs tingle. It's this strange combination of feeling alert but also calm. That's the nicotine. Nick tells me he started as a freshman.
I saw one of my older friends hitting one and I was curious, so I asked to hit it.
That's what it's called, hitting it?
Yeah.
We're not using Nick's last name because until recently, he wasn't old enough to legally vape. He and his friends say it's easy to get vape products, either at a store that doesn't card or by dealing over the instant messenger app, Snapchat. Nick says he knows vaping isn't good for him. He's thinking about stopping, but not necessarily for health reasons.
It kind of looks childish at some point because of just all the young kids doing it.
Wait, so because people are so young who start, it's like, yeah, the kids?
I thought about that once I turned 18. I looked at it and I'm like, man, there's a lot of young kids doing this. And like,
Nick and his friends tell me they're not ready to stop quite yet, but they plan to eventually. Sarah Gibson, NHPR News.